Amy Kerwin began as a student worker with the Harlow Primate Lab in 1999, where she assisted research on the facility's nearly 500 monkeys. She says the animals in both the Harlow Primate Lab and the Wisconsin National Primate Research Center were sold and resold for continued research, essentially spending their lives in captivity and being subjected to any number of scientific tests.
I don't think that a monkey should be reused and reused and reused because you can't tell what was done to them previously. In terms of psychologically distressed monkeys, I don't believe that they make valid research subjects for terminal research studies because stress affects the immune system.
Kerwin says some researchers have signed on to the idea, while others, along with some animal rights activists, have questioned the viability of such a place.
Why support the sanctuary? It's not going to work because researchers will never view monkeys as sentient beings. So that's one criticism. Another one is that the retirement facility would serve as a quote-unquote dumping ground for these research monkeys, only for the research laboratories to breed more.
Kerwin launched her idea for a primate retirement facility 4 years ago. She's aiming for a 2-acre indoor-outdoor development that would house 100 primates. Although she has the land, Kerwin needs to raise $250,000 to make her vision a reality. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.